This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. India and New Zealand have strengthened ties with key agreements in defence and trade. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi yesterday. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged authorised economic mutual recognition agreement. In a joint press statement following the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries have decided to strengthen and institutionalise the defence and security partnership. He said the two countries have also decided to launch the negotiations on a free trade agreement to boost mutual trade and investment.
दोनों देशों के बीच एक परस्पर लाभकारी फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर नेगोशिएशंस शुरू करने का निर्णय लिया गया है। इससे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश के पोटेंशियल को बढ़ावा मिलेगा।
New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. PM Modi asserted that India and New Zealand will continue to cooperate against terrorism, separatism and radical elements. In his statement, Prime Minister Luxon said New Zealand will increase its diplomatic presence in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurated 10th edition of Raisana Dialogue in New Delhi last evening. In his keynote address, Mr. Luxon said, India and New Zealand are fortunate to be part of the world's most economically dynamic region. The New Zealand Prime Minister said, Raisana Dialogue is a forum that provides an annual opportunity for thought leaders from across the world to focus their collective minds on the contemporary strategic challenges being navigated right in the Indian Ocean. The theme of this year's Raisana Dialogue is Kal Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with the US Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed defence cooperation and intelligence sharing. Both leaders emphasised that strategic security remains a vital pillar of the comprehensive global strategic cooperation between the two nations. Mr. Singh and Ms. Gabbard reviewed the significant strides made in the areas of military exercises, strategic cooperation and information sharing cooperation, especially in the maritime domain between India and the US. The 9th edition of India-Australia Defence Policy Talks was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides welcomed sustained progress in bilateral defence cooperation, including the growing frequency and complexity of defence exercises and exchanges. Delhi Legislative Assembly will organise a 2-day orientation programme for its newly elected members starting from today in New Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the programme. The programme aims to equip legislators with knowledge of parliamentary procedures, code of conduct and best governance practices. In Maharashtra, tension between two groups broke out last evening in Mahal area of central Nagpur. The rumour mongering over alleged vandalisation of religious symbols caused the communal tensions between two groups, which led to stone pelting, ablazing the vehicles by some antisocial mob. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari have appealed people not to believe in any rumour and keep the peace and harmony. Nagpur Police Commissioner Dr. Ravinder Singhal imposed Section 144 for Mahal area of Nagpur to restore law and order situation. 20 Maoists surrendered before security forces in Chhattisgarh yesterday. 19 Maoists surrendered in Bijapur district, while one Maoist surrendered before the police in Kondagaon district. PM Modi has joined the social media platform Truth Social. This is a medium that is frequently used by US President Donald Trump. In his post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to interacting with all the passionate voices on the platform and engaging in meaningful conversations in the times to come. Russia has confirmed that President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump will hold talks today on ending the Ukraine conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 kicked off in the United Kingdom last evening. India began the campaign on a winning note, defeating Italy 64-22 in men's category at Wolverhampton. In the women's event, India will take on Wales today at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time at Wolverhampton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.